Thank you for calling Evacor Healthcare. For quality assurance purposes, your call may be monitored or recorded. If you know your party's 5-digit extension, press 1. If you're calling for a new... If you're calling on behalf of an Oxford member, press 1. And Edna, at the end of your call today, there will be a short survey to provide us feedback regarding the last representative you spoke with. Your participation is greatly appreciated. If you are calling for a new prior authorization, a medical necessity, to check the status of or verify, if you have recently started a case, please be aware it may take up to 2 business days for your request to be processed. To track the status of your request, please use our online portal.
Good morning, this is Sheila D. and take your consent of the human life speaking, please.
Hi, Sheila. My name is Eric. Initial to last name is FF as in Frank. I think we just talked before.
Yes, sir. How can I assist you?
Yeah, so I was having more cases on my file.
Okay, you didn't tell me that. You said you had one more, so that's why.
Oh, sorry for that. No problem. I have more.
How many are you calling on?
Yes, I have 1, 2, 3, 4. Actually,
okay, they have to all be from the same physician's practice. I didn't check the addresses previously. We only had the 2, but these all have to be from the same practice, same address, for me to be able to look them all. And when you have more than 3, the recommendation is you check those online, because every time you call, that puts those cases back into the queue, making it a longer time to check it. So what's your first case number, please?
Yes, so I have 3 cases in my file for now, which we can work on.
And I can check as many as you have. I just said the recommendation. They just have to be from the same practice.
Yeah, they all are from the same practice.
All right, what's the case number, please?
Case number is 12449-23926. Name of the patient, Maximo Rodriguez Acosta. Date of birth, 3/10/1950. Provider's name is Robert Valenzuela.
You want to check the physician and see if there's another one? I've got a different face, a physician on here.
Yes, sorry. You have Negron Alexander. I want to change that provider to Valenzuela, Robert Valenzuela.
Same practice?
Yeah.
Getting a lot of position changes and site changes lately.
Come again?
What's the NPI, please?
NPI for the new provider.
It.
Yeah, it is 196-2400879.
A new station alert has arrived.
I'm not finding them in the same addresses at all.
Come again?
I'm not finding them in the same address. As the previous.
No, but the tax ID is the same.
Okay, tax ID, yes, we check that as well, but just because they have the same tax ID doesn't mean they're in the same physician's practice, because I don't have any of the addresses from the previous, from Dr. Negron.
Both come under North Shore Hematology Oncology Associate.
They're still not the same practice, sir. That's who owns them. That doesn't mean they're in the same practice.
All right.
So I can't change it. They have to be from the same practice. I didn't find any of the addresses that came up with Dr. Negron, because I checked that before I made the change. So I can't change that for you.
All right. Okay, take another case number.
Okay, Well, I gotta document while I'm in here. Well, it's important to make sure you get the correct in there to begin with. Position change. Hang on. Where is that? Oh, there it is.
Is 1244996593.
Okay, so name and date of birth.
Name is Curtis Marshall. Date of birth is 1/25/1958. Provider's name you have is Arunabag Talwar, and we want to change it to Elena Bush, and also the facility from North Shore University Hospital to Varghese Cherian.
Alright, let's see if we can change this, because they've got to come from the same practice. This isn't even the same city as your previous one that you tried to change. So I'll go ahead and do this one. You have part. Alright. Alright, what's the new NPI?
NPI is 11344102 77.
And they're at the 410 Lakeville Road in New Hyde Park?
Yes.
I'm not coming up with that address either. So I can't change it. This position only has one address in Queens, and the previous one only had an address in New Hyde Park. So I can't make the change on that one either.
All right.
They have to be from the same practice, same address. Let's make changes.